on in minutes, maybe even seconds, and respond to the Supreme Court cyber comments, China against America, clearly overturning constitutional actions. I've got the federal rulings, the Constitution right here. We'll be getting to that. And Kavanaugh and others put out their copies. I mean, it's well known. But you look at how the left trains you to go against your own interests, to cut off food, to cut off carbon, to ban half the farms, or we'll all starve, is what John Kerry said. And two men can have a baby, and trying to push people to make them commit suicide in Canada and the Netherlands and other places, and even pressuring people to kill their kids. And now the state takes over kids and says, we're the ward. Now they're killing children beyond euthanasia. So here's what I was talking about earlier from The Meaning of Life, where they literally guilt this woman into giving up her organs. Here it is.
You do realize he has to be, dead by the terms of the card before he donates his liver.
Well, I told him that, but he never listens to me, silly man.
And I was wondering, what you were thinking of doing after that. I mean, would you stay on your own? Or is there, someone else sort of on the horizon?
I'm too old for that sort of thing. I'm past my prime.
Not at all. Very attractive woman.
Well, I'm certainly not thinking of getting hitched up again.
Sure.
Sure.
Can we have your liver, then?
Oh, no, I'd be scared.
All right. I'll tell you what. Look, listen to this.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 90 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour.
All right, I guess you can have my liver.
Milky Way.
Liberal. I guess you could have my son's penis. And my daughter's breast. And the Muslims can take over. A little call to prayer. Stars.
It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe.
Themselves on national TV and Canada was all about being a mother and a goddess and the same thing. Oh, give birth, kill yourself. Same thing.
Expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light you know. 12 million miles a minute and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Makes you feel so sort of insignificant, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Can we have your liver then?
Thanks for all your support. Today and tomorrow are the last days to get 100 times X entries into the amazing raffle, where both of the offerings of the Shelby Mustang and the awesome Ford off-road truck, when you get 100X for every dollar you spend on the store, put into the raffle, you get put in for just the next 2 days, just all that's left, to get both vehicles. That ends tomorrow. Every order in the site for a very limited time is this hat. And this is a classic design that I put out on InfoWars like 20 years ago. And it's a ring of, 13 stars around 1776. It's simple, it's clean, and it's just exciting, and it spreads the word. So every order, on top of the sales that are already there, for a limited time, gets a free 1776 ball cap at thealexshowstore.com.
Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, any moment now, as you can see on your TV world, very for radio listeners, the President of the United States is set to walk out there and respond to the Supreme Court overturning about 80% of his tariffs. $175 billion collected has to be given back. And we did go do a research deal and ask a couple different AIs if the only person making big money off this in the administration is Howard Lutnick, who bet against his own policy. And yeah, it's Lutnick. That's a side issue. The point is, this is the Supreme Court betting against America, going with the World Trade Organization that so much of our rights have been signed over to, and siding with the CHICOMs, Canada, and others that have had 100% one-sided deals. And what Trump did was constitutional. I've already read the statements by Kavanaugh and others that are in the Constitution, that are in the laws, that have the precedence. We already knew all this. We've already covered this over and over again. But I would expect President Trump to go with Kavanaugh's dissent that has the actual law in it all right there. And what Kavanaugh is saying is what the president did was constitutional, but in the executive order was not worded properly. And who wrote the executive order? Put him on screen, please. Howard lied about going to Jeffrey Epstein's island, lived next door to him. Lutnick. So I have it's really less than a year because it took him a while to get everybody appointed. The last 10 months, I've sat back, I've watched, and I've said, I'm not sure who the villains are, who the good guys are. We have a very clear picture now, and I think you all agree with me. Howard Lutnick needs to go, bye-bye. Pam Bondi, bye-bye. If Trump doesn't want to scandal out of it, just send him to Antarctica. Tell him to go up there to an Arctic research facility or something. Count. Go to the Antarctic. Count penguins and leopard seals. Just go away. Go. Marvin K. Mooney, you must go now. I don't care how, just go, bye-bye. But the Supreme Court in general has ruled with Trump because everything he's done has been so constitutional, but not in this case. But again, Trump has other emergency tariff powers under national security grounds, Section 232 tariffs, where he can do all the same stuff, but they'll have to be the big refunds, and this is a major blow to the economy. Though I predicted today, it wasn't hard to predict, the stock market would like that because it's not really reflective of Main Street. It's reflective of the globalist and business as usual for them. And so that's where we are on that front. We did some searches ourselves and didn't find anybody else in the administration that bet against this except Howard Lutnick. So that's good. We're glad Don Jr. and Eric and all them aren't in here. Thank God. But it still needs to be examined because I'm going to get really upset about that if that's the case. Because I totally support Trump's economic plan. It's not perfect. There is no perfect plan. I've talked to a lot of economists. And look at the basics. No tax on tips and stuff like that. Huge tax incentives to bring jobs here. Open up the mining again. I filled my car, my truck yesterday, and the gas was $2.15 a gallon. Fourteen months ago, it was $3.50, $3.60 here in Texas. And in other parts of the country, it was $6, $7, $8. Now it's $6 or $5. Those are Democrat taxes, by the way. That's what you're paying there. But there's delivery prices as well, but it varies 20, 30, 40 cents depending on where you're at. But when you're in a state like California, you wonder why your gas is still $6 a gallon. Or other states, it's because that's the state put that on there. So, yeah, I'm very pleased overall by the economics, and I'm very upset with the Supreme Court. While we're waiting, and I'm not here hesitating for lack of news, as soon as I go to another topic, I know he's coming out, but it's okay. I can't wait to hear what he has to say, but then we know what he's going to say. I can't wait to see if I'm right. He'll throw some zingers out there, too. But what about this? And we're going to cover this in the fourth hour in detail with Dark Journalist, who is the leading expert analyst on real secret government projects, secret technologies, aliens, UFOs, you name it. You want real stuff, not BS, you get it from him. A lot of disinformation out there, a lot of crap being flooded by the government itself into the zone. But I want to play a clip first of Obama last weekend saying, oh, no, aliens are real. Trump then comes out a few days later and says, hey, that's classified. You made a mistake. You shouldn't be doing that. Now, Trump, when he got in, ordered Hegseth, as soon as he was confirmed, to look at the file and release everything he can that doesn't directly hurt national security. Well, that's quite a bit they can cut out. I think you're going to have the government admit we don't know what a lot of these things are. They move at super fast speeds. We already know all that. I don't think he's going to say, oh, we've had meetings with the aliens, which I don't know that happened. I'm just saying. Off of what he said about Obama. And again, I don't believe that there's aliens here, and I'm not saying there aren't. I'm saying I don't believe it just because Obama says it. Why is Obama saying that? Is this the rollout of Project Bluebeam, which again is the metaphor name, it's not a real project, but there are real projects that have come out, of fake alien landings, stuff like that. Trump wrote on Truth Social yesterday, based on the tremendous interest shown, I will be directing the Secretary of War and other relevant departments and agencies to begin the process of identifying and releasing government files related to alien extraterrestrial life, unidentified aerial phenomenon, UAP, and unidentified flying objects, and any and all other information concerning these highly complex but extremely interesting, important matters. God bless America. So we're definitely with bated breath waiting for that. Let's go to Obama and then Trump responding. This is pretty powerful.
Questions here. Are aliens real?
They're real, but I haven't seen them, and they're not being kept in,
Area 51?
Area 51. There's no underground facility, unless there's this enormous conspiracy, and they hid it from the President of the United States.
What was the first question you wanted answered when you became president?
Where are the aliens?
Where are the aliens?
You need both. You need all persuasions. No discrimination.
Something that got a lot of attention this week. Barack Obama said that aliens are real. Have you seen any evidence of non-human visitors to Earth?
Well, he gave classified information. He's not supposed to be doing that.
So aliens are real?
Well, I don't know if they're real or not. I can tell you he gave classified information. He's not supposed to be doing that.
He made
a big mistake. He took it out of classified information. No, I don't have an opinion on it. I never talk about it. A lot of people do. A lot of people believe it.
So
You believe it, Peter?
The president can declassify anything that he wants to.
Well,
so
maybe
if you
I'll
want
get
to make
him out of trouble. I may get him out of trouble by declassifying.
We know illegal aliens, really.
Yeah, illegal. Only illegals.
All right, so we're going to find out. Very soon they're going to release this information, the next few weeks. And again, people act like the government's all powerful and it has all the answers. Compared to the general public, you know, they got the satellites and the surveillance systems and the pilots, the rest of it. But from all the people I've talked to in the Air Force, you name it, and people that work for NASA on mission control, they said there was all sorts of stuff going on. They were always being told, don't even ask questions about it. Don't even report it. They would get chewed out if they even reported it. But people that have never seen it, there are Apollo program audio that is admittedly part of the Apollo mission where they're out there and they're out in space and craft are following them around. And then that later was partially declassified when other people on the ground were able to record these radio transmissions back to NASA. They're like, yeah, and they talked to the astronauts after. They said, decades later, they said, no, that happened. I mean, Buzz Aldrin came on and said there's aliens out there and they saw him flying around. Whatever you want to call them. Maybe there's an ancient civilization on Earth of humanoids or something that, is so advanced they stay hidden from us. All I know is the ancients also that was the case. And this is being suppressed and they don't want us to talk about it and know about it. But at the same time, Hollywood and the culture has been promoting it massively everywhere. So while we wait for Trump to come out, let's talk about something really disgusting. And I do this so we put pressure on the administration to get it fixed. Because it literally 19 times out of 20. I was about to say 9 out of 10, but it's more than that. Trump admin does something wrong. And if we make a big deal about it, they'll reverse it. So they couldn't get glyphosate approved in the 70s because it causes cancer and all sorts of hormonal breakdown and it destroys the blood-brain barrier. But that's just glyphosate. It makes weeds die. Couldn't be good for anything else, right? They would lie and say, oh, you can drink a glass of it. It's totally safe, and have their lobbyists on TV. And people say, well, here's a glass. I'm not going to drink that. By the way, one glass of glyphosate, if it's pure glyphosate, you'll die for sure. If it's what you get in a Roundup or whatever, it's watered down. No, you're just going to get really sick, but probably die of cancer in 10 years. But the issue is that they add all these other chemicals, as Kennedy's talked about, to make it stay in longer, go through tissues longer, go through plant cell walls. Well, as mammals, we don't have cell walls. We have cell membranes. It goes right through, folks, and it bioaccumulates in the food and in us. Causes leaky gut, everything else. This is known. So Trump puts Kennedy in. They start saying they're going to restrict it. The big lawsuits are being won against Bayer, who's one of the most evil pharmaceutical companies ever, that bought Roundup, even when it was in trouble, from Monsanto. Monsanto's the devil. And they're like, here, buy this. And Bayer's like, hold my beer. Look at all the stuff Bayer's done. I mean, knowingly putting HIV in blood product, giving millions of people HIV and hepatitis. Look, type in Bayer pharmaceutical factor 8 scandal. That's 20-something years ago. Millions and millions and millions of people got sick and died because of them. They took blood sample, blood they knew was contaminated, made a platelet serum out of it, and gave it to people. And it's in their own documents that they knew what happened. The executives, they said, screw it, there's too many hemophiliacs. That came out in mainstream news back then. They'd never cover that now. They were always bad, but nothing like this. So Bayer comes and buys this. Kennedy's out there. It's very schizophrenic. Like, he's got Kennedy out here restricting and banning and doing great work and speaking out. And then over here, you got Trump signing an executive order. And he said, well, they told me we need glyphosate for weapons manufacturing. He's using that too. I love the corporate media spin. They sold risky blood product. No, it all had HIV and hepatitis in it. I love the whitewashing, man. Even NBC headlines, millions killed by factor 8. Type in Bayer blood scandal. Yeah, there it is, London Telegraph. Pharmaceutical giants knowingly sold HIV-infected treatments to NHS, National Health Service. And that's a low number there. All right, moving on. So Trump signs this executive order that gives them liability protection says it's a national security chemical. He doesn't want them bankrupted because they need it in weapons manufacturing. Obviously, something you use in creating, you know, explosives must be really good for you. I mean, everybody knows you give a dog gunpowder, it's good for him. I'm joking, folks. They give it to, like, pit bulls driving crazy for a fight. White powder. Poison. Blood-brain barrier. So Trump signs this, and he later said, well, no, I know it's bad. We've got new stuff coming out. We'll get rid of it soon. I just don't want these companies shut down. Nationalize it. And then or sign an executive order. You can only use it for weapons manufacturing. Don't give them liability protection to keep doing it. Because, again, they don't just spray the crops. They spray the wheat 2 to 3 weeks before harvesting because fungus can't grow on it. And then it massively bioaccumulates in there. The cancer rates around these farms that use it are just over the top. All right, Trump's coming in on the tariffs. Let's go live to the White House. Historic overturning by the Supreme Court. Here it is.
To a lot of people. That's a new record. We set a record every time.
Oh, look, there's Lundin.
Thank you very much for being here.
First question, the Mr. Lundin, you made $5 billion off this, right? Tariffs. You bet against your own policy. You wrote the executive order that got overturned, Lundin. Kavanaugh says it wasn't written right. It's totally constitutional, but you didn't write it right. You sabotaged it, you dirty Epstein rat. How many kids you eat, Lundin?
For our country. I'd like to thank and congratulate Justices Thomas, Alito, and Kavanaugh for their strength and wisdom and love of our country, which is right now very proud of those justices. When you read the dissenting opinions, there's no way that anyone can argue against them. There's no way. Foreign countries that have been ripping us off for years are ecstatic. They're so happy. And they're dancing in the streets, but they won't be dancing for long.
Lundin's trying to not smile.
The Democrats
just made billions.
In the court are thrilled, but they will automatically vote no. They're
Lundin's
an automatic no, just like in Congress. They're an automatic no. They're against anything that makes America strong, healthy, and great again. They also are a, frankly, disgrace to our nation, those justices. They're an automatic no, no matter how good a case you have. It's a no. But you can't knock their loyalty. It's one thing you can do with some of our people. Others think they're being politically correct, which has happened before far too often with certain members of this court. And it's happened so often with this court. What a shame. Having to do with voting in particular. When in fact, they're just being fools and lapdogs for the rhinos and the radical left Democrats. And not that this should have anything at all to do with it. They're very unpatriotic and disloyal to our Constitution. It's my opinion that the court has been swayed by foreign interests and a political movement that is far smaller than people would ever think. It's a small movement. I won by millions of votes. We won in a landslide. With all the cheating that went on, there was a lot of it, but we still won in a landslide. Too big to rig. But these people are obnoxious, ignorant, and loud. They're very loud. And I think certain justices are afraid of that. They don't want to do the right thing. They're afraid of it. This was an important case to me, more as a symbol of economic national security. And also, I would say, just for our country itself, so important, because we're doing so well as a country. We've never done so well. The good news is that there are methods, practices, statutes, and authorities, as recognized by the entire court in this terrible decision, and also as recognized by Congress, which they refer to, that are even stronger than the IEEPA tariffs available to me as President of the United States. And in actuality, I was very modest in my ask of other countries and businesses because I wanted to do, and it's very important, I wanted to be very well-behaved. Because I wanted to do anything, I didn't want to do anything that would affect the decision of the court. Because I understand the court. I understand how they are very easily swayed. I want to be a good boy. I have very effectively utilized tariffs over the past year to make America great again. Our stock market has just recently broken 50,000 on the Dow, and simultaneously, and even more amazingly, broken 7,000 on the S&P, two numbers that everybody thought upon our landslide election victory could not be attained. Think of that. Nobody thought it was possible to do it within 4 years, and we did it in 1 year. They said, you'll never be able. You'll go back and you read the geniuses, read their statements, all of the Nobel Prize winners in economics. They said, no, you couldn't do it in 4 years. Well, we didn't do it in 4 years. We did it in 1 year. We broke every record in the book, and we're continuing to do so. Tariffs have likewise been used to end 5 of the 8 wars that I settled. I settled 8 wars, whether you like it or not, including India, Pakistan, big ones, nuclear, could have been nuclear. Prime Minister of Pakistan said yesterday at the great meeting that we had, the peace board, he said yesterday that President Trump could have saved 35 million lives by getting us to stop fighting. They were getting ready to do some bad things. But they've given us great national security, these tariffs have. And together with our strong borders, reduced fentanyl coming into our country by 30%. When I use them as a penalty against countries illegally sending this poison into our country to poison our youth. All of those tariffs remain. They all remain. I don't know if you know that or not. They all remain. We're still getting them. And we will after the decision. I guess there's nobody left to appeal to. But again, those three people, such respect. I've had a lot of respect for them.
Trump is
going to
ignore the Supreme Court ruling. Constitutional crisis.
But other alternatives will now be used to replace the ones that the court incorrectly rejected. We have alternatives. Great alternatives. Could be more money. We'll take in more
money.
Section
232.
And we'll be a lot stronger for it. We're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars. We'll continue to do so. To show you how ridiculous the opinion is, however, the court said that I'm not allowed to charge even $1. I can't charge $1. Can't charge a dollar. I would have used 1 penny, but we don't make the pennies anymore. We save money. Can't charge $1 to any country under IEEPA. Not $1. I assume to protect other countries. This must have been done to protect those other countries, certainly not the United States of America, which they should be interested in protecting. That's what they're supposed to be protecting. But I am allowed to cut off any and all trade or business with that same country. In other words, I can destroy the trade. I can destroy the country. I'm even allowed to impose a foreign country-destroying embargo. I can embargo. I can do anything I want, but I can't charge $1. Because that's
not
what it
says. Yeah, he just hit the key. He's reading Kavanaugh. Hit pause. This is live right now, but we'll come back from where it was after we take this hard break for our stations out there. Yeah, he can do total embargo as the president. He can block it all. And it says in the Constitution, any foreign goods. What is a tariff? It's a cost on that. The Supreme Court says, no, you can block it all, but you can't make any negotiations. Horse crap. We have all these other policies that never got overturned. They put it in the dissenting decision, but you got a bunch of those Supreme Court people that are scum.
Well, way out west, southwest, down in Texas, there's this fella. Fella I want to tell you about. Fella by the name of Alex Jones. At least, that was the handle his freedom-loving parents gave him, and he made pretty good use of it himself. This Alex Jones, well, he's a straight shooter. He calls himself an info warrior, a globalist killer, even a goblin slayer. He's a truth bomber, dropping nukes of knowledge across radio waves, television sets, and all over the World Wide Web. Many have tried to stop him, shut him up, or silence him, but it never quite worked out. Not for a man like him.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
He's a real Paul Revere of the 21st century. A truth teller. Hell, even more honest than old honest Abe Lincoln. That's Alex Jones.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
There's a lot about the man that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Not until I tuned into InfoWars, that is. Then things started to become clear.
Are you going to find these guys? Or, you have any promising, leads?
Leads? Yeah, sure. I'll just check with the boys down at the crime lab. They, got four more detectives working on the case. They got us working in shifts! Leads.
Now, this story that's about to unfold, well, it started back just about the time the Twin Towers in Building 7 collapsed.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I only mention it because, well, sometimes there's a man. I won't say hero because what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man. And I'm talking about Alex Jones here. Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's... Ah, hell. I've done introduced him enough.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Thanks for all your support. Today and tomorrow are the last days to get 100 times X entries into the amazing raffle, where both of the offerings of the Shelby Mustang and the awesome Ford off-road truck, when you get 100X for every dollar you spend on the store, put into the raffle, you get put in for just the next 2 days, that's all that's left, to get both vehicles. That ends tomorrow. Every order in the site for a very limited time is this hat. And this is a classic design that I put out on InfoWars like 20 years ago. And it's a ring of, 13 stars around 1776. It's simple, it's clean, and it's just exciting, and it spreads the word. So every order, on top of the sales that are already there, for a limited time, gets a free 1776 ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Reissue his executive orders and defeat this, not just using emergency military powers that will override all this. And he points out that basically the executive order was written wrong by the Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, whose sons just made billions, it's estimated, by betting and buying up the insurance policies on the companies that lost money through tariffs they had to pay. And they basically advised everybody, oh, no, this will be upheld. And then they went and bet against it. So they just made all this money. What another giant scandal on top of him lying about Epstein. And I'm sorry, this shouldn't overshadow the Supreme Court betting with China against America. But it just goes down to, you can see this, Lutnick deliberately wrote this to do this. He's a Democrat. He only flipped over to Trump recently. He's a dirtbag. Oh, we moved in next to Epstein. We didn't know who he was. And then we went over there and he said, oh, I can give you the right type of massage. It was creepy. We ran. We never saw him again. No, you're just in business before, during, after. Went and stayed at his island. You're a lying scumbag, buddy. And Trump better not keep you around. And if Trump does, we just know, okay, Trump rolled over. You know, we still killed the carbon taxes and controlled the border and found half the missing kids and banned men and women sports and cut off about half the Democrats' secret funding. And, you know, I mean, I'll take it. I'm glad we put him in. It was better than Democrats, but boy, it sure didn't go where it could have gone. You know, it's like you barely win the football game instead of winning the championship. You know, you just kind of end the season with one extra win than losses. This is a championship for the whole future of our children. But you heard Trump. He just said it minutes ago. We'll go back to the press conference, which was live. We paused it, so it'll be taped now. And he's like, well, this stands anyways, because it only goes as high as the Supreme Court, and I'm not going to abide by it. That's constitutional crisis, which he can't do. And he's right in this case. But he goes, but that doesn't matter either. I'm going to bring in the Section 232 tariffs and the Section 301 tariffs that weren't overturned. But even with Lutnick not writing the executive order exactly right, Supreme Court did the wrong thing. Unbelievable. All right, let's go back to President Trump.
But I can't charge any money. So I'm allowed to destroy the country, but I can't charge them a little fee. I could give them a little two-cent fee, but I cannot charge under any circumstances. I cannot charge them anything. Think of that. How ridiculous is that? I'm allowed to embargo them. I'm allowed to tell them you can't do business in the United States anymore. We want you out of here. But if I want to charge them $10, I can't do that. It's incorrect. Their decision's incorrect. But it doesn't matter because we have very powerful alternatives that have been approved by this decision. You know, they've been approved by the decision for those that thought they had us. And they're saying that I have the absolute right to license, but not the right to charge a license fee. So think of that. I have the right to license, which is a very powerful word. In many ways, license is more powerful than tariffs. In fact, I was thinking about using it. But they came up with the idea that I can license, just like the people that were opposing me.
That's right. He can set the cost of the license,
but not the right to charge a license
off of what they really owe. See?
Whoever heard of such a thing? What license has ever been issued without the right to charge a fee? You get a license, you charge a fee. It's automatic, but not with this court. But now the court has given me the unquestioned right to ban all sorts of things from coming into our country, to destroy foreign countries, but a much more powerful right than many people ever thought we even had, but not the right to charge a fee.
Not the right to negotiate.
How crazy is that?
It's really what it is.
Our country is the hottest country anywhere in the world right now. And it was a dead country 1.5 years ago under an incompetent president.
Yeah, that was the plan.
But now I'm going to go in a different direction, probably the direction that I should have gone the first time, but I read the language. I'm very good at reading language, and it read our way 100%. But now I'll go the way I could have gone originally, which is even stronger than our original choice. As Justice Kavanaugh, whose stock has gone so up, you have to see, I'm so proud of him, wrote in his dissent, although I firmly disagree with the court's holding today, the decision might not substantially constrain a president's ability to order tariffs going forward. So, think of that. The decision might not substantially constrain.
By the way, we called it. Scott, the producer, is the one to point this out, that he would use Kavanaugh, because Kavanaugh's dead on. Boom. Go back to Trump.
The court's holding today, the decision might not substantially constrain a president's ability to order tariffs going forward. That's because numerous other federal statutes, which is so true, authorize the president to impose tariffs and might justify most, if not all, of the tariffs issued in this case. Even more tariffs, actually.
Yeah, we have laws.
Those statutes include, think of that.
Not just Supreme Court rulings, we have laws.
Include, for example, the Trade Expansion Act of 1962, Section 232. All of these things I know so well. The Trade Act of 1974, Sections 122, 201, 301. And the Tariff Act of 1930, Section 338, all clear. But it's a little bit longer process. I thought I'd Bridget. Make things simple. But they didn't let us do that. I would like to thank Justice Kavanaugh for his, frankly, his genius and his great ability. Very proud of that appointment.
In actuality, yeah, because London sure as hell didn't put it in there.
While I am
that's
sure
what,
that
that's
they
what Kavanaugh said. He says, this is all here.
His ability to both regulate trade and impose tariffs more powerful and more crystal clear rather than less. I don't think they meant that. I'm sure they didn't. It's terrible. And to think that the Democrats who oppose this only because they want to go the opposite way. They'd like to pack the court. They want to put on 21 people. They want to pack the court.
Yeah, what's terrible is Kavanaugh wrote the right thing, but Ludnick just made billions.
They want to pack the court. They want to do anything to hurt our country. There will no longer be any doubt, and the income coming in and the protection of our companies and country will actually increase because of this decision. I don't think the court meant that, but it's the way it is. Based on longstanding law and hundreds of victories, and even, as I was pointed out before, even thousands of victories over the years, to the contrary, the Supreme Court did not overrule tariffs. They merely overruled a particular use of IEEPA tariffs. And essentially, it's the use to get a fee. I can do anything I want with IEEPA. Anything. I just can't charge anybody for it. I can license. I just can't charge them. It's ridiculous. But it's okay, because we have other ways, numerous other ways. The ability to block, embargo, restrict, license, or impose any other condition on a foreign country's ability to conduct trade with the United States under IEEPA has been fully confirmed by this decision. So now there's no doubt, because, you know, there were a lot of questions about tariffs because no president was smart enough to use them to protect our country from those countries and businesses that were ripping us off. You took a look at the deficits that we had with some of these countries. It was disgraceful what they got away with for many, many decades. But now we know, because this decision affirms all those things that some people weren't sure about. In order to protect, and it says so, in order to protect our country, a president can actually charge more tariffs than I was charging in the past period of a year under the various tariffs authorities. So we can use other of the statutes, other of the tariff authorities, which have also been confirmed and are fully allowed.
All right, we're going to do this. We're 4 minutes behind because we have a network break at 28 after, folks. And we're going to skip ahead 4 minutes when we start taking questions. This is really important. But we did predict what he was saying because it's true. Trump is totally right. This is such a big deal. Killing the carbon taxes is just as big. It's beautiful what he's doing. It's thank God for Trump. But I got to expose the bad stuff so everybody gets mad. People that want me just to hate Trump are mad. People that just want to love Trump are mad. I just have a moral responsibility to call like I see it. Maybe I'm wrong about some things. Maybe you just... Do you do the homework we do? You notice we predict what he's going to say. We're on top of it. I mean, this is what I do, folks. And my job's easy. Just tell you what I think's right. And I love it when I'm wrong, when something's better than I thought. Most of the time, it's worse than I thought. Stop being sheep. I'm an optimist about good things, but I'm also a pessimist about just laying around. Let's go to the questions with Trump.
This is something we could have done, as Justice Kavanaugh said, we could have done this originally, but we're doing it now. And the numbers could be far greater than the hundreds of billions we've already taken in.
Yes. President,
Yeah, please.
Mr. President. I'm very curious.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Justice Thomas and Alito, as you know, are the most conservative constitutional justices. Do you think that you'll get to appoint two more justices later this term with similar ideologies? And what type of vetting process will they go through to ensure the upholding?
I don't know, but they're great justices. That's all I can say.
That's a big win for the first admin.
Around a long time. I hope they're going to stay healthy. They're great people. They're great. And Justice Alito, too, to add to the group. These are great men.
Right.
With a great love of our country and a great understanding of the law.
Mr. President, are you going to ask Congress to take additional action on tariffs now?
No, I don't need to. It's already been approved. I mean, I would ask Congress and probably get it. When people look at the real numbers and you look at hundreds of billions of dollars that have come into our country. Yesterday, I was at a steel plant, as you know, and went to great place, great plant, great, wonderful people. And they were telling me, I said to them, you were there, a lot of the press in this room. Of course, I don't think this plane's big enough to take the press in this room, but a lot of the press right here, we're in Georgia. And I said to the owner, I made a speech at a factory. They made steel products. And I said, how are you? Nice to meet you. How's business? President, I'd love to kiss you. This is a very powerful man. I don't want to be kissed by that man, but a very powerful, strong man. He's been in the steel business for many years. His father started it. And he said, sir, I want to kiss you. I said, why? He said, because we were down to working 1 hour a week, and then you came in and imposed tariffs, and all of that foreign junk that they were dropping into our country stopped. And we're now going to double shifts, 7 days a week, and we may be very soon going to 24 hours around the clock, almost 7 days a week. He said, sir, I want to kiss you so badly. And I said, no, thank you. But you know what? He just to finalize it, he said, oh, this is a great place in Georgia. He said, all up and down the highway, same exact answer, sir. We're all going out of business. We're going to go bankrupt. We're all going out of business. And now every one of us are thriving, and we're hiring people like we haven't. He said, like I've never, and he's been in business for, I think, 45 years, like we've never hired before. That's because of tariffs. And we're going to keep it going the same way. And you're going to start to see the results in a year from now when all those factories start that are under construction right now. You see all the construction numbers are so good. Those construction workers are building factories that are going to be open, including not only AI, which is big, but car plants coming in from Canada, who ripped us off for 30% of our market. Mexico ripped us off for a big portion. Over the years, they've taken our market. They've taken our cars. They manufacture them in Japan, Germany, and all over the place because nobody standing in this position, the position I have as president of the United States, had the insight, the courage. Well, I don't know what it is to charge tariffs. You can make your product outside. You can put our people out of business. You can put everybody on the unemployment rolls. But if you're going to make a car in some other country, you're going to pay a 15, 20, 30% tariff. And those things would have never happened. We wouldn't have lost our business. Same thing with, as an example, Taiwan. Taiwan came in. They stole our chip business. They make chips. For 30 years longer, they made chip. And they put our companies. Intel would be now the largest company. I saved Intel. I literally saved it at the beginning of this administration. And now all those companies in Taiwan are building factories in Arizona, Texas, and various other places because they don't want to pay tariffs. They're all pouring into the United States. But just like that great patriot said yesterday, sir, what you've done, nobody thought was possible. And Steve Moore, a highly respected economist, came into my office yesterday. He said, you've done something nobody's ever done. 22 Nobel Prize winners in economics.
Now, there's no doubt Trump's winning the economic war. The question is it fast enough for you? It's like when mama's baking a cake on Sunday afternoon after church and you smell it baking and you're like, when is it ready? What is it? Yes, you're a kid. It seems to go on forever. So if you just gone outside and played football for an hour, it'd be ready. So they're sitting there staring at the oven, you know, waiting for it to come out. I remember doing that when I was a kid. Mom would say, a watch pot never boils. go do a chore, go play football, go do something. And that's the reality. That's why it's so paradoxical. I love what Trump's doing because I study it. It's all great. Other than Lutnick betting against it, making money on the side. And you think I want to come up here and attack? You think I want to come up here and have to say that? If I don't talk about it, I'm part of it. I just want to vomit. But it's a side issue. He'll sabotage other stuff. What a damn villain. People told me he was a villain, but now we've seen the proof over and over again. But regardless, the real villains are the six members of the Supreme Court that voted against this. But now they've just forced Trump to bring in his real powers, the licensure power, the emergency power. It's cut and dry. They even said he has that. Yeah, your license is set to this. You're ripping us off at this point. Here's the license. I mean, you got a million ways to skin a cat here. But even what they struck down as constitutional and was the most limited form. Let's go back to it. Because Lutnick advised him to go with the weakest thing. So Lutnick could go make a side deal with his bucktoothed sons. I don't even know if they're bucktoothed. I'm just trying to give them a nice name. Here we go. Parasitic? How about that? Here we go.
Thank you, Mr. President. What will you say to foreign nations who seek to renegotiate their deals? And what did you mean a moment ago when you said that the Supreme Court has been swayed by foreign interests?
Well, I think that foreign interests are represented by people that I believe have undue influence. They have a lot of influence over the Supreme Court, whether it's through fear or respect or friendships. I don't know. But I know some of the people that were involved on the other side, and I don't like them. I think they're real slime balls. And got to do what's right for the country. You got to do what's right for the Constitution. That's why I respect so much Justice Thomas and Alito, Kavanaugh. Because they not only dissented, their dissent is
we
so strong.
We told you not to
when
do
you
Barrett.
Read their dissent,
we told
you. Know, a
you.
Lot of times you read the dissent, and it's like, well, you don't know. It could go either way. There's no other way.
Listen to Robert
the good
Barnes,
news is,
it.
It's like Justice Kavanaugh said, very strongly said, you have other ways you can go. You don't have to go that way. You can go other way. There are numerous other ways you can go. And frankly, this
yeah,
should have been
done. Yeah, but if you did the right one up front, Lutnick wouldn't be getting $5 million, is estimated.
They allowed our country to be eaten alive. We lost 50% of our car business. We used to make cars. We made all the cars. And then Mexico came, Canada came, and Japan and Germany. But they're all coming back now. They're all coming back at record levels.
What about London, is going to say?
No, you please. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking. I don't talk to CNN. It's fake news. Go ahead.
Mr. President, yesterday you made the case that the economy is the hottest it's been in a long time. Right. January jobs report beat expectations. CPI report beat expectations. Real wages are up. What would you tell Americans who are worried that this decision will kind of throw the economy that you have projected going in the right direction at a very rapid pace off track?
Well, thank you for the question. And I will say this. We really are at a very important point. I've been waiting for this decision so long. They could have made this decision a long time ago. Not complex. They're wrong on it. It's a ridiculous decision. But they should have released this a long time ago. We waited months. And that gave uncertainty. Now we have certainty. And I think you're going to see the country get much stronger because of it. Look, we were ripped off by almost every country in the world. If you look at the surpluses, almost every country in the world that did business with us, our people were stupid. And I blame presidents for it because they're ultimately the leader.
No, they were invested in China. They weren't dumb, Trump. They set up the scam.
The world had massive, biggest wealth transfer in history. China had hundreds of billions of dollars in surpluses with the United States. They rebuilt China. They rebuilt the army. We built China's army by allowing that to happen. I have a great relationship with President Xi, but he respects our country now. Now, what we've done, I charged China a 20% tariff as a penalty for sending fentanyl in. And that was 20 times more than they could make by selling fentanyl. And I said, you know, at some point you're going to say, like, and they have reduced it. You know, fentanyl is down by more than 30% coming into our country. Part of that is our strong border. We have a strong border now. But thank you. Thank you for your question.
Mr. President, sir, you warned once in a social media post that if the Supreme Court did this, shot down your tariffs, the U.S. would be, quote, financially defenseless. Are we financially defenseless
right
now?
No, because we're doing something in a different way. We're doing something in a very powerful way. And we're using things that some people thought we should have used in the first place. but it's more complicated. It's a little more complicated. The process takes a little more time.
Exactly as I said last
hour. But
the
end result is going to get us more money, and I think it's going to be great. Yeah,
yeah, he was using a scalpel. Now he's got a hammer.
So since Liberation Day, there's about $175 billion in tariff revenue that is now in limbo. Do you have to refund $175 billion?
Think of it, Peter. Very fair question.
This is key. Hit pause. This is live right now. Hit pause. Again, folks, I don't mean to attack the administration, but I'm not going to lie. And we should focus 90% on the Supreme Court, obviously under Chi-Com manipulation, Democratic Party, Swalwell, all of it. But Luttig and his kids, we looked it up. They're the main group doing buying up since Liberation Day the insurance that people had. Oh, you don't need that. We won. So they can cash in now. Buy it up for 20%. Cash in on the 100%. Billions. The number I saw is $5 billion so far. But it's 175. I guess the piece they bought was $5 billion. I mean, insider trading. All right, we're going to go to break, come back with this key question. Then we're going to look more at the economy. And look, I got stuff here out of the Epstein files that just got discovered that I don't even want to read on air. You're like, wow, you already had cannibalism, blood drinking. We have them sex training the babies. Rape training. Prince Andrew. I don't even... Just help me, God. But that's just part of it. Bill Gates planning a bio attack against us. New documents on top of the other ones came out last week. Or were discovered last week. Heaven help us. Imagine just every minute new stuff gets found. We'll come right back. Please remember, I can't do this without you. Store-wide until Monday. Where is it? I had my hat here. I designed this hat. It's super simple. Just a ring of stars in 1776. Every order, no matter how small or how big, it's a free one until Monday at thealexjonesstore.com. The ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, they're all the best. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And today, this happens every 2 months, there's a crossover period of a week where you get usually 50x entries, anything you buy to win one of the super trucks or super vehicles. But now they're doing 100x this last week, so today's the last day, 100 entries per dollar you put in. And you can win both the Ford Shelby and the amazing Ford truck, F-250 diesel off-road badass tonight. So when you go in, the diesels sweepstakes ends today. The Mustang one starts, so you can get both. You got to do it now. Today's the last day. The planets have aligned. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Today and tomorrow, the last days to get 100 times X entries into the amazing raffle. It only happens every few months where both of the offerings of the Shelby Mustang and the awesome Ford off-road truck, 100x for every dollar you spend on the store, put into the raffle, you get put in for just the next 2 days, is all that's left, to get both vehicles. There's a time where there's a crossover for 1 week. That ends tomorrow. Every order in the site for a very limited time, it's probably just last throughout the weekend, I'm told, is this hat. And this is a classic design that I put out on InfoWars like 20 years ago. I noticed everybody else copied it, which is cool. I just go, why don't we have that classic design back? So they brought it back, and it's a ring of, 13 stars around 1776. And it's simple, it's clean, and a leftist probably won't kill you or murder you for it. You know, if you have like a MAGA or InfoWars hat, that's a real adventure. This is just at the airport or wherever, hey, patriots know. And it's just exciting, spreads the word. So every order, on top of the sales that are already there, for a limited time, it's a free 1776 ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the store, become a VIP for $30 a month. You can cancel any time for free. Instantly, you get $40 to spend each month. The minute you click that button for $30, you get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers, special sales, top everything. So anybody buying anything should be a VIP. And it's really no commitment. You just get better deals. Cancel any time for free. One click in your profile. Everyone should be a VIP. Also, sometimes stuff runs out and sells out. You don't want that to happen? Become a subscriber. Cancel anytime. They hold it back for you at the biggest discounts as well. Become a VIP, become a subscriber. But regardless, share the live feeds of the show. Tell folks about those local AM and FM stations, cable stations, because that's how we reach the people and that's how we change the world. The whole globalist house of cards is coming down. We've been vindicated. You've been vindicated. Nothing's going to stop that. Stay with us. Massive guest straight ahead.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.